Lakuta Sicha is Chelik Yud, Parsha Chayesara, Sicha Aleph. Al Pasuk V'yitin Li Esmaros HaMachpela, on the Pasuk that says that he should give me, Avraham Avinu speaking about Ephron, that he should give me the Maros HaMachpela, Bekesef Mole Yitnena Li, for the full money, so to speak. We'll explain those words in a minute. He shall give it to me. Pirush Rashi, so Rashi explains on these words, Bekesef Mole, with full money, Ashalem Kol Shavya, I will pay the full value of the land. The Chain, and so also David Amala Aravna, so also David said to Aravna, Bekesef Mole, for the full money. B'tzaruch Lov, and so we have to understand about this Rashi. Number one, Ma Madgish Rashi, Bepirush, Bekesef Mole Kol Shavya, what is he saying? With the full money, he says, for the full value. This seems to be the simple meaning of those words. The full money means the full value. Why does Rashi have to explain that at all? Number two, the story of David and Aravna, that's brought in Divrei Hayomim. What is the proof from over there? Since there, the word, it's the same exact word. So how do those words teach us any more that it means the full value than the words over here? Why are those words better and more of a proof that that's what it means than over here? V'hine, l'cha'ira hayef shalavair, it would seem that we might be able to explain Kavanas Rashi, l'havi raya v'chaver, that Rashi is not bringing a proof, more proof for the meaning, but it's just another place in which we find a similar usage of these words. The Koshole, because Rashi has a question. Haloshim mole b'shaychas l'kesef. What is the meaning of the word mole, full, in regards to money? L'cheina hin haloshim mole masemes elevadavish yitzur b'heipuchay. The word mole only comes as a counter to something which is the opposite. What's the opposite of full? Empty, reik. Ukamay, for instance, when would that be a proper usage? B'keili. If we were talking about a utensil of some sort, a dish or a jar, but tamale kada, like in the pasuk, she filled her pitcher. So over there, the word filled makes sense, because the opposite would be vahaboy reik, the pasuk that says, and the pit, the reservoir was empty. So filling and emptying, those are antonyms to each other. So if you could say something is empty, you could say something is full. Havel bekesef, but when you talk about money, masim mabitei chaser shalim, you could say it's missing, it's complete, or it's missing, oy rav ma'at, or there was a lot of money, or a little bit of money. Those are words which fit with describing a larger amount of money or a smaller amount of money. Balei aloshem mole, but the word full doesn't really pertain to describing an amount of money. Well, lezeh amar Rashi. So therefore, since Rashi has this question, why? What is the meaning of the word kesef moli? So he says, shematzeh lechaver, that he found another similar usage, the same words used, in the same context, with the same meaning. V'chein David amar la'aravna bekesef moli, so also David said to Aravna with the full money. And what he meant, v'haino lechich shederach hamikra loymar gam bekesef loshem moli. And over there too, he meant with the full value. So we see that the pasuk does in fact use the word mole in regards to money, even though tmuras l'shalom amasini yaser, instead of using sholem, full, complete, and so on, or a lot of money, which would have been more fitting, but we do find that the pasuk does use it, and that's what Rashi is trying to point out. Avo lefize in a movement, but according to this, we need to understand that as follows. Number one, have a little member of a chaim b'David. So then he should have just simply said, and so also by David, and not the chaim David amala aravna. So also David said to aravna. It should have said the chaim b'David, and so also we find in regards to David that he used the same words. K'may v'chaim b'yoina, like it's found in other Rashi's, that when he wants to bring something similar that happened by Yoina to what he was explaining in a different Rashi, he says, v'chein b'yoina, and the same it was also said in regards to yoina. will become a mekaymis, and in other places it's also a similar expression. But over here he says, "V'chein David Omar la Ravna." Based another question, "Mikivin shol kol kavanas Rav shol Rashi, kavanas shol Rashi lefi bir zeh." Since Rashi's intention, according to this explanation, is leidia sheyesh chaval loshin kesef malei, that Rashi is simply trying to point out that we find that there is a similar usage of the word bekesef malei. Ein kavanas Rashi leidia pirush kesef malei, and it's not that he's trying to explain the meaning of kesef malei. Kimovanu, because that's something that's obvious. Kesef malei means the full value. So also you should have said, and so also David said to Ravna, Kesef Moli. And Rashi doesn't need to explain about the meaning of Kesef Moli, because as we said, that's a simply understood idea. The question is only why this kind of usage. So he says, so also David said to Aravna b'kesef moli, but he doesn't have to explain the meaning of kesef moli, which is I will pay the full value. But Rashi does explain that the meaning of the word. So therefore, why does he? Gimel oid yesh lahakshis the pirush Rashi l'faneinu. Another question that we can ask in this Rashi. Since Rashi quotes the words from the pasuk Kesef Moli, Kol Shavya, he should have simply said the Kesef Moli means the full value. Why Mayat Hesafa Ashalim Kol Shavya? Why does he add the word I will pay the full value? Since the Kesef Moli is trying to explain what it means. It means full value. Why does he have to say that Avram was saying I will pay the full value? Dalit Maya Riches Birayose V'chein David Amar La Ravna. Why does he elaborate in his raya on this proof from so also David said to Ravna, Havalulimik may become a mekaymis V'chein B'David because of Moli, and so also by David we find a similar word because of Moli. So all he has to say is V'chein B'David because of Moli. Why does he have to say Omar la Ravna that he said to a Ravna? Fabir beholze. So to explain all this, Bashkoper is showing a bekesef molei mashma she molei koya la kesef. When you look at the words bekesef molei, it seems as if the word bekesef, the word molei, is referring to the money. In other words, I will give you coins, money, which is full, which is has full value, not the full value of the land, but I'll give you coins which have full usage or full value. For instance, in those days where the money was based on the weight of the silver or the gold or whatever it was that it was, so if someone had worn out coins, it had a little bit less value because there was less silver in it. So he was saying, I'll give you full coins, fresh coins, not worn out coins. Or as the Yerushalmi says about this Kesef Molei, Kintrin, that it was there were different types of coins. There were a sela, a shekel could be, there were shkolim which were considered to be lesser value shkolim, and then there was kintrin, means I think 100 times as much. They were valued at 100 regular shkolim. Rashi she'efron lokach ma'avram shkolim gedolim, as Rashi also does point out that Ephron took large shkolim, in other words, the higher value shkolim, and that's what Avram was saying. Kesef molei, I'm not going to give you the cheap shkolim, I'm going to give you those highly valued shkolim. In other words, that the word molei, full, relates to the actual coins. Upiruzeh barashi lishul b'dvarav, and it's this that Rashi is trying to say. That's not the meaning of kesef moli over here. Ashalim kol shavya, he tells us that what the word kesef moli means, I will pay the full value of the land. Whatever the going rate for the land is, that's what I'm going to pay. that the word mole is not describing the value of the coins, whether it's the larger coins or the smaller coins, or it's worn out coins or fully valuable coins. But that the mole is referring to the value of the field. I will pay you the full value of the field. Avram Omar, so he said, Bekesef mole, heino shalom kol shavi. In other words, as Rashi says, what the word mole means, I will pay the full value of that field that I'm trying to buy. That this money is, I will give you enough money that it will completely fill the value of that transaction. Yishalim kol shav, Yishalasada, I will pay the full value of the field. How does Rashi know that this is what the meaning of kol shav of kesef mali means? Maybe it does mean I will give you good shkolim. What forces Rashi to say that this is what the meaning is, from the continuation of the psukim, we understand that the request of Avram to Bnei Ches, he said to them, he should give me the Ma'aras Machpelah, because of Moli Etnan Ali, he should give it to me for the full money. This was in response to what the Bnei Ches said to Avram before. They said to him, Nasi Elokim Ata B'Zecheinu, you are a leader, a godly, you're a leader amongst us, and therefore B'Mivcha Kvanei Kvarim Es Mesecha, you can choose the best place to bury your wife. La'yichle Mimcha Ish Mena La'yichlecha, nobody will withhold their land from allowing you to bury them there. Hainu sheyikach mehem es maros. So in other words, they were saying, you can take it for free. You're a leader, you can take it for free. Avram came and he said, no, I'm going to pay kesef moli. Hainu sheyikach mehem es maros machpelah bli sheyishalem mechira. In other words, they were saying that you can take the maros machpelah without having to pay for it. Ki im chino, you can take it for free. So to this came Avram's response. She'ein emaskim lezeh, that he doesn't agree to that condition. Ela bekesef moli, shalom is kol shavya. Rather, he said bekesef moli. In other words, what does kesef moli mean? I'm going to pay the full value of the land. Avalim timtzalei mishapirush kesef moli. Shkolim gedoylem gegeitzav azeh. But should you want to say that the word kesef moli means that I'll pay good shkolim, harei tanosu shel Avram b'tzurasim shel shkolim einim ein tanosu shel b'nei ches. His response to the word the b'nei ches is not what they asked. They were suggesting that he should take it for free. So he's talking about the quality of the shkolim that he's going to use, the coins that he's going to use. It's not responding to what they said. Because first, of course, he should have responded to the question of whether he will pay or not. They said, you don't have to pay. He's responding that I will pay. And then, that he doesn't want to accept it as a gift. After that, it would be fitting, you can talk about, not only will I pay, I will also pay with quality coins. But to say that his only response is to start talking about the quality of the coins when they're saying take it for free, it doesn't seem to be the proper response. Therefore, the Zo Time Shod Rashi, that's the reason that Rashi said, Shlei Stapik, B'Tavis Kol Shavya, that he doesn't, it's not enough to simply say that what he's saying is the full value. Elo Haysif Tavis Hashalem, but he also adds the word, I will pay the full value. Meaning to say that he was hepech matnas chinam. What he was responding to them. They said, take it for free, take it as a gift. He said, no, I'm paying the full value. That's the only way to respond to take it as a gift. when he says Ashalim, when Rashi adds the words Ashalim, that Avraham Avinu is making the point that he is going to pay. Not only is he going to pay, he's going to pay the full value. He is responding to their offer of giving it to him as a gift. And therefore, that's how Rashi knows that it isn't, that Moli doesn't mean that it will be quality coins, because it's not the proper response. It's not a relevant response to what the B'nai Chesed said. But still, it would be, at least you could force a pshat that Moli does mean the quality of the coins. Although, as the Rebbe already answered, according to this, even though according to this, Avram's response would not be perfectly aligned with their offer, because in his words he wouldn't be saying, I'm not accepting a gift, which they had suggested. Still, it doesn't completely negate this, the pshat that it means talking about the quality of the coins, because we could still force the pshat to mean, what he meant to say, that he'll give large coins and good condition coins, contained in those words is of course a rejection of their suggestion that it's going to be a gift. So he doesn't respond that he's paying. In other words, he didn't go in two steps. No, I'm going to pay for the field and I'm going to pay the full value. He just went straight to the thing. I'm going to pay quality coins for this. But you never even said that you're going to pay. Yeah, but it's included in, if he says I'm going to pay quality coins, of course it means that he's going to pay and he's not accepting it as a gift. So even though it's not a smooth explanation, but at least it could still mean that. And therefore, in order to completely negate this approach that Mole is referring to the quality of the coins, which now at least in some way we could still interpret it that way, Maisiv Rashi. So therefore Rashi wants to say, no, that's not what it means. And he adds the continuation, V'chein David Omel Aravna Bekesav Mole, so also David said to Aravna Bekesav Mole. What does he mean by that? Ein kavanasa shel Rashi lohavi oid makom shenemar by haloshen kesef mole. Rashi is not simply trying to find another place in which kesef mole means the word mole is used in reference to kesef. Ella, as we originally suggested, might be the pshat. Ella lachazik is pirusha yanal. Rather, what he's trying to do is enforce. He's trying to enforce the meaning that he is attributing to it. B'tevas kesef mole, that what it means by kesef mole, shulishlo matnas chinam, that he's trying to say, I am not going to be accepting a gift. And he's going to prove that that's what the meaning of kesef mole here is. Not that it's going to be good coins, but that I'm not accepting a gift. I'm going to be paying the full value. He brings the proof from Divrei Yomim, from David and Aravna. How so? Hatam madua rotza David l'shalim ba'ad ha-goyren l'aravna. The reason that David wanted to pay for the threshing floor that he bought from Aravna. The story over there was that there was actually a king of that region. His name was Aravna. And he had a threshing floor, and he was on the threshing floor at the time that this was happening. And David HaMelech wanted to build a mizbeach on that spot, which happened to be the Har HaBayis, it turned out. And so he offered Aravna to buy that place so that he could build a mizbeach. Aravna offered it him as a gift, and he said no. So the reason that David wanted to pay for that threshing floor, Bekesef Mole, as he said, the full value, Mefurashon Beksuvim, it's explained over there, David gave the reasoning why he doesn't want to accept it as a gift. I don't want to take that which is yours to give as an offering to Hashem, and to bring a karbanes of oila free of charge. I don't want to do it free of charge. So from this we understand, so of course, over there, we know that the meaning is, since he explained the reason that he wants to pay, because he doesn't want to accept a gift, he doesn't want to offer a gift to Hashem that he got for free. So of course, what he's saying, Bekesef Moli, means, by definition, means that he wants to pay for the land. He wants to pay the value of the land so that he didn't accept anything free. So since over there, it means, because of Mali over there must mean the value of the land, therefore Rashi says, brings that as a proof, that over here too it means the value of the land, rather the quality of the shkolim. And that's why Rashi elaborates in the wording of, he doesn't simply say, as we find also by David, he needs to explain how that proves the point. You have to understand the story of David and Aravna in order to understand that over there for sure it means the value of the land, therefore over here too it means the value of the land. That's why Rashi says those words, because he's trying to point us to what is the context of that, those words, Kesef Mali. What is the reason behind what David said to Aravna, why he's going to give Kesef Mali? No, because it's only from the context of that story that you can understand that it's for sure there means the value of the land, and therefore here too it means the value of the land. Another thing that we could explain about why Rashi says David it said to Aravna, and why, in other words, this would also make it more understandable why Rashi chooses these words, David said to Aravna, in order to bring out that over there the context is such that it means the value of the land, when he perhaps could have chosen other words to bring out that same idea, but he chose these words. Why did he choose these words? Because one could ask the question, what's the reason that Avraham Avinu wanted to buy, pay the full price for this land? Avraham had a perfect right to take this land without paying at all. From the halacha, the law would be that, as Rashi says, that by rights, that's what the word, by rights, Avraham Avinu had permission, would have been able to take that land completely free of charge, because Hashem said to him, I will give you this land. So in other words, Hashem already gifted this land to Avraham Avinu. So why does he have to pay? That's why Rashi says we find the same exact situation by David HaMelech as well. He said over there too to Aravna. Who did he say it to? He said it to Aravna. What's significant about Aravna? We'll see in a minute. And he said there that I'll pay the full price. And from there, from that story, we will understand our story as well. What was that story? David HaMelech kovash es Yerushalayim Aravna HaMelech. David HaMelech conquered Yerushalayim from Aravna the king. Ubemele zocha bekula medin kibush, and therefore David HaMelech had the rights to that land because the conqueror owns the land. Umekol makom shebo livna yisba mizbeach. Yet, even though he owned the land already, when he was ready to build a mizbeach, le'istapik b'zachiyusay b'kibush. It wasn't enough for David that he already owned this land because he had conquered it. Not only was it not enough that he owned it because he conquered it, Aravna was willing to give it to him as a gift, and even that wasn't enough. Because of Mali. He insisted that it should be his only because he paid full price for it. And what's the reason that David said that he wants to pay full price? Because I don't want to offer up that which is yours, meaning Aravnos. LaHashem, to Hashem, and to be able to bring a carbon for no cost to myself. In other words, im hayadavel keichas ha'geirin, rak mishum shehu shaloi midin kibush. If David HaMelech would have taken the threshing floor, only because it's his, because he conquered the whole region. Azai einze shelu lagamri yeshechus shalav ravna la'geirin. Then it doesn't negate, it doesn't remove a ravna's connection to that land. Ba'od yoser. Even more so, gam kishayitna loy aravna b'matana. Even if aravna then went ahead and gave it to him as a gift, shenoysin lemash gam shechusay zu hamutas. Even if aravna would say, "Listen, I still have a connection to the land, even though you conquered it," which is not correct because we're not din. It belongs to David HaMelech, but in his mistaken understanding of it, he would say, "I give up that right too. I'm giving it to you as a gift." Even then, David HaMelech would still consider it to be yours. Somehow it's still connected to Aravna. Somehow Aravna still has somewhat of a connection to that space, to that land. As David HaMelech said, I will not offer up that which is yours. But it belonged to David, first of all, because he conquered it. Not only that, Aravna even gave it to him as a gift. Still, David HaMelech called it yours, because there was still some connection between the gift giver and the land, the thing that he gave. As a mashal, everybody in the world knows that the Statue of Liberty was given to the United States as a gift from France. Anything that the United States buys from someone, nobody knows where it was bought. Nobody remembers. It's no longer important who sold it. Because when you buy it, it's completely yours. The seller is completely removed from that item, from that object. But something that is gifted is always remembered as the gift that was received from so-and-so. In order to remove the gift giver from any connection to that land, David HaMelech said, I am paying for it. It has no connection to you at all. And that's why David paid the full price in order to remove any connection of Aravna to this land at all. Aravna had no connection to the Mizbeach that was going to be built there, to the Karbonis that were going to be brought there. They can't have any connection to him at all. So now that we understand why David HaMelech wanted to do that, the same happened with Avram. He didn't want that the cave in which he's going to bury Sarah, in which eventually he would also be buried in the same place, and the rest of the Avos and Imos were going to be buried there too. So he didn't want to shorbe ezes shehi shaychus leEfron. He didn't want any connection to Ephron at all. The oifen sheshmoya leho kiyotzebei, that his name should be somehow attached to it. This is the gift that Ephron gave. The lachein mien lekachta minadin. Therefore, he refused to accept it, that by rights it was his, because Hashem already promised the land to him. He wouldn't accept it as a gift, because then it's still connected to Ephron somehow. But rather he paid the full value of the cost of the Maros HaMachpelah. Which explains why Rashi dwells on the story of Aravna with David HaMelech, because that brings out why and how we know that the meaning of Kesef Mali means I want to pay the full price. Bepirush Rashi yeshna minyanim uflohim gam negeim hanoigim l'shar chelki atayra. Even though Rashi's direct explanation has to do with Pshuta Shel Mikra, but in his explanations we also find interesting things, amazing things that are connected to the other areas of Torah, which al yedei pirush shel Rashi kam yashev es kusha b'chilek halacha shel Torah. In this case, through Rashi's explanation here, we find an interesting explanation in matters of halacha. Ha de karka nikne bekesef nilmad b'gemara. The fact that one is able to purchase land with money. There are conditions about how one can transfer ownership of different types of things. Like there is metaltalin, our metaltalin means movable objects are transferred in one way or a number of ways. Land can be transferred in a number of different ways. One of the ways in which you can affect the transfer of ownership of land is through money. How do we know that that is an effective method of transfer according to the Torah? So we learn it in the Gemara from the pasuk Sadois Bakesef Yiknu. The pasuk says clearly in Tanakh and Yirmiyah, fields will be purchased through money. So we know clearly there's a pasuk that says you can buy land with money. Well, Pirush b'Taisus, and Taisus over there explains Hadalei Aisim Mikra Dechsiv Gabe Ephraim. The reason that the Gemara doesn't bring the proof from this our story. That Avram Avinu, Heinish Avram, Kanas Asada Mekesav Me'Ephraim, that Avram Avinu bought the land from Ephraim with money. Here you say clearly that you can buy land with money. So why doesn't the Gemara bring that proof? Mishum, the Dilma Hanim Milimanachar Shukal Kenyon Bekesav. So the Taisus answer is because maybe that is only true that you can buy it from a goy. Because a goy, the only way that they can transfer ownership of something from one person to another is through money. They don't have access to other types of transfer. So therefore you would say, from Ephraim, the only way to do it is through money, so therefore it's effective. But when two yidden want to transfer land, maybe money is not an effective way. So that's what Taisus answers. Now, but based on this Rashi, the Bir Divri Rashi, Ashalom Kol Shavya, the way Rashi explains the words, I will pay the full value. Moving by Pashtus, Lomalei Afin and Dinzem, Aksubim Shalafanenu. Now we can understand why the Gemara doesn't use these psukim to teach that you can buy land with money. Novadze Shalei Yinu Yoidem Miyalfusazu, Es Ikrei Shaldin Kinyam Kesa Bekarka. Besides for the fact, there's another issue as well, which is, one of the main things, one of the important things about the transfer of land through money is that Hainashu Nikna Bishaba Pruta, that you don't have to have the, you don't have to pay the full value of the land in order to affect that transfer. You can even take one penny, one coin, one penny, one pruta, and you hand that pruta to the owner of the land, and he gives you, through this transaction, he transfers to you the ownership of his land. And let's say perhaps you'll pay him later, the land becomes yours now because you gave one coin. How do we know that that is effective? That's effective. But from this story, you wouldn't know that. The lay of Avram, Kanes, Asada Bekesav Molek, Kol Shavya. Because in this case, Avram paid and he insisted on paying the full value of the land. So maybe from if we learned it from here, we would only know that the only way to transfer land is if you pay the full value. But that's not what the Torah wants to teach. The Torah wants to teach that even with one symbolic transfer of a coin, you can already purchase the whole land. So in addition to the fact that we wouldn't know that, there's another issue. Hina Noisav Lazen, in addition to this, Masha Avram Nosen as a Kesav Asadu L'Ephraim, the fact that, the reason that Avram gave Ephraim the money for the land, Lo Yehoye Bishvilik Noisa Al Yedei Zeh, it wasn't in order for Avram to acquire ownership of it through them. Because it was owned by Avraham Avinu in any case. The whole land was gifted to him by Hashem. So therefore he already owned the land, minadin, by rights. So why did he give the money? He wanted Ephron's name to be removed from that land altogether, even though he didn't own it anymore. It was already Avraham Avinu, it was by gift of Hashem. But he, and Ephron was willing to give it as a gift too, but that's not what he wanted. He wanted Ephron's name to be completely removed. So that's why he gave the money. So therefore, this is not a story of somebody buying land with money. He didn't buy the land with the money. He owned the land before that. He removed Ephron's name from the land through the money. And therefore, the Gemara can't use this as proof that you can buy land for money. And that's why, besides Fataisa's answer, Rashi has also an answer which is understood from the way Rashi explains this story. One of the things that we that are from the Seid, the Chelek HaSeid Sheva Teira, the story, the message behind the words in this Rashi, it says in the Zayar, Shamitzes Tzriches Lies Loi Berekanya Ubemagona. Mitzvahs have to be performed not with an empty gesture or for free of charge, without effort. That's what the Zohar says. Ki ozle nimshach al yedei mitzvah rucha diktusha. Because if you perform a mitzvah in that way, without effort, without putting in this the proper effort and paying for it, so to speak, then the spirit of holiness is not drawn, is not brought about through that mitzvah. Zeu aseid bal umazeh, because that's how the klippa accomplishes what it needs to accomplish in that way, free of charge, easy. B'Mitzrayim, as it says in Mitzrayim, K'mash Kotzav Hashem Nechol B'Mitzrayim Chinam, that the Yidden complained that in Mitzrayim they got everything for free. That's a feature of Mitzrayim. That's a feature of Klippa. Ela Tzarech L'Ishtadol Obey K'dekoyos K'fum Chele. A person has to put in the effort as is needed, as is supposed to be done, and according to the person's power and its strength, according to what you are able to bring to it, that's how you have to do it. Well, by agar shlim, and with full payment. Vezeu mashapirish Rashi, and this is what Rashi says: Shavram Omer Shalom Kol Shavya, that Avram said, "I will pay the full value." V'chein David Omer LaRavna, so also David said to Aravna, "Bekesef Mole," with the full value. Ki loy esa v'ha'olis eilechinam, because I don't want to have the karbonis for free. The koche is nag Avram b'mitzvus gemach, and this is also how Avram conducted himself whenever he did his gemilas chasadim, that he himself was involved to evalabokar eratz Avram. He did the work himself. He put in the effort as much as he could. Shekaima b'evishal ishtadolabei. Bagar Shlimi fulfilled it in a way that he put his effort into it, and with the full payment, with a full effort. What is the lesson to us in our spiritual avodah? What is the purpose of our avodah? Is to elevate and to purify and so on. Through our avodah and Torah mitzvahs, we are meant to elevate the area, the space, and the part of the world in which we find ourselves. And the meaning is, like in the story here, we have to become the exclusive owner or the exclusive controller of the area that we are elevating. In other words, not to leave any part of it in the Rishus of Klippa. We have to have full control of it, just like Avraham and David wanted full ownership. That we have to make sure that it is completely ours. How? By being very particular about paying the full price and putting in the full effort, and not with empty gestures or for free. Shalom, I believe it, that a person shouldn't say to himself, the Rebbe explains here very specifically what this means. One of the things that it means. A person could say, since I'm talented, I'm smart, Barei ha-Torah nitna li b'matana. In other words, it's easy. The Torah was given to me as a gift. I easily understand concepts of Torah. V'gam neke li l'kayim es ha-mitzvahs. And it's also for a person like me, it's easy to fulfill the mitzvahs. Ki ha-nefesh ha-bamas v'yetzahara einam alim kol kach. Because I don't have such a powerful nefesh ha-bamas and yetzahara. I find it easy to be able to follow according to Torah and mitzvahs without too much interference from the Yetzirah. And therefore, why does a person like me have to work hard? I open up a sefer, I understand what it says. I go about my life without having to struggle with every single mitzvah and aveira. It comes easily. So what do I need to put in effort? What do I have to struggle for? What do I have to work hard for? So to this comes the lesson in this Rashi from Avram, as well as David, as he brings in that they didn't want to acquire for free even that which they really owned. They could have taken it easily without paying. Rather, they chose to pay the full price for it. In other words, even somebody that is able to study Torah and to fulfill mitzvahs without too much effort, still, in order to be able to properly elevate your share in the world, as he said before, in a way that it should completely be removed from the control of Klipa and become yours exclusively. But ye adira lo yizbarach, and that it should become, of course, yours exclusive means Hashem's exclusively. That it should be a adira lo yizbarach, who dafka yidei shtadlus v'avayda v'yigid. This can only be accomplished by putting in the full effort and putting everything that you have into it. What does that mean? If it comes easy, what do you do? So you have to understand better. If the simple meaning of the Torah is easy for you to acquire, then it means that you have an obligation to study deeper and to understand it better, which will take effort. You have to go until even in those areas that takes effort. Through this we reach the inner meaning of the words Arba Meis Shekel, 400 Shekel Kesef, Oivel Aseicher, which is what how Avraham Avinu paid for the Maris HaMachpelah. And the explanation of the Kabbalah of this is a Pichsidis Tof Almin the Ksufim. It is the 400 worlds, which is a reference to an elevated state of understanding and delight in Ruchnius, is referred to as the 400 worlds. The Yarsit Tzadik Tzadikaya La Alma the Osi, that the Tzadikim will inherit in the world to come. So we will reach, who will reach this, which is his galus b'chinas seiva kol almin, as Chassidus explains that this means the revelation of seiva kol almin, that which is not normally experienced in the within world. So then this will come too, seiva kol almin will also be acquired and achieved. And who will it be? For whom will it be? The Yarset Tzadikaya, that the Tzadikim, who are the Tzadikim, La'amcha kol Tzadikim, all of us are Tzadikim, and therefore all of us will acquire and reach the 400 worlds, the height of enjoyment, the connection to Elokus by each and every Yid.